Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm not saying that anybody firmly came out and said this, but I feel the desire to explore this. Has Jimmy Butler in some way been disappointing to all of you? Or to some of you, or to any of you? Has this been disappointing now? Like, in some way, shape, or form, the opportunity to go back and be an NBA 1, which he was not brought here to do. He was brought here to be an NBA 2. He's been an NBA 1. I know he can do it. But, like, this particular journey, this circumstance that's in front of him, is this disappointing to people? Is anyone feeling that way? Jimmy Butler has in some way not kind of hit the mark or
lived up to billing.
Been what you wanted him to be?
He's been fine. I wouldn't say he's been disappointing. I wouldn't say that he has been an absolute elevating presence. He's been fine. He's played well. Hmm. And then there are times when he's played okay. And I think that the expectation was Jimmy Butler would come in and be playoff Jimmy like he had been in Miami at times. And so far in these playoffs, there have been moments where he's done that. And I look at game 3 where he was 12 of 26. He had 33 points and the team lost. But then you come out in the last game and he went 5 of 9. And I know that that might have been because he was under the weather and Steve Kerr said as much. And so I'll allow for that. He at least went out there and tried. I wouldn't say that he's been disappointing, but I wouldn't say that he's been absolutely spectacular. He's been fine.
But okay, let's explore this. He's been fine. Starting when? Like when you just answered that question, you were referencing when?
The whole postseason.
He was not asked to be playoff Jimmy.
Right.
That's not the definition that I know to be playoff Jimmy. That means that you're that dude, you're that dog. You walked in, you took over, you're Mr. Alpha, and you gather everybody around, and you take them with you on your back, and you move through the playoffs. That's not his role here.
It's his role now.
Yeah, correct. So we're only talking about three games then.
No, we're talking about the totality, and I'm looking at game 5 against Houston on the road where he was not very good and none of them were very good. And just because he's playoff Jimmy doesn't mean he has to shoot it 25 times a game, but I look for him to be impactful in spots where you need a guy to come in and be impactful. And I thought that, you know, game 5 against Houston, he was really, really patently bad.
As was every Warrior, right?
Right. Okay. But you're asking about Jimmy and what I think of Jimmy. So he's not been a disappointment, but I don't look at it and go, yeah, he's been awesome.
I guess
he's been fine.
Well, but I guess that I look at it differently. Like, you grabbed the one game that we didn't like. Obviously, game 2 was the game that he got hurt.
Yeah, so I wiped that off.
He played 8 minutes and only scored 3 points,
fine.
1 of 2 shooting.
Yep.
Game 1, 25 points. Nice job.
Yep.
Comes back. Game 4, I'll remember you forever, brother. you couldn't run.
It was awesome. And he grabbed the biggest rebound of the year.
And he scored 27 points in that basketball game, 7 of 12 shooting, and was 12 of 12 from the free throw line and was in tremendous pain. And then they come back in game 5, and as you pointed out, he was bad. So was everybody. The Warriors got run off the floor immediately. And then very, very steady Eddie. In fact, I would argue...
He was good in game 6, yeah.
Not like one of the only Warriors who was good in what was a very disappointing game. And Lucas Alexander and others will point to that game 6 as the night that the season went the wrong way. And I don't think it's a crazy take because you and I sat there in the arena and for 4 hours said if they don't win tonight, they're in trouble.
Yeah.
Now, they ended up winning the series, but guess what happened next? They got in trouble. Do you want to draw a direct line to game 6? An indirect line? No line? That's up to everybody individually.
Sure, you can do that.
But he was good. And then he was, I thought, fantastic. 28-7 on 54% shooting in a game 7 victory on the road. Then he comes out. He's very good, or at least, you know, palatable what you needed him to be. 20-11-8 in your game 1 victory.
And 20 shots.
Yep, 20 shots. But remember, 3 of those 4 quarters, no Steph Curry. And then since then, no Steph Curry. And the only game that they were really close to winning, he was brilliant. And they fall short. But I look at this, and again, this is where my mind goes. The minute Steph leaves, I see everyone through a different lens. You are now all being asked to do something other than what you had been asked to do.
Well, he's being asked to do what he's been doing his whole career. And that's where I look at what he's done. And, well, we can look at his Miami teams, and you were throwing out some names, and I was looking at the team that actually he had a couple of years ago, and you know, Bam Adebayo, great player. Well, he's got Draymond Green and Tyler Hero, great player. And you look at, you know, the depth of that roster, not very good.
Who's the comp for Tyler Hero?
Probably Buddy Hield.
Okay.
Well, I mean, Buddy's been spectacular
and
of late.
And Bam Adebayo, I don't know if he's been spectacular. He was spectacular one time. And then outside of that, he's been better than he was through the middle of the season. Bam Adebayo is a way better offensive player than Draymond Green. At least
not nearly the defensive player that Draymond Green is. So.
But what we're mostly talking about right now with the Warriors' struggles is on the offensive side of the floor, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah, for the most part.
Okay. Really quick, guys, as well. 2023, the last time Jimmy dragged a Heat team to the finals, Tyler Hero played one playoff game.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Absolutely fair.
And Duncan Robinson was really good in that playoff run.
Yeah, like I just look at this now, and that team... The so-called schmucks that he grabbed and took to the playoffs had a lot more experience than a lot of this group has. You know what I mean? Like, it's not like I'm going to look at Miami 2 years ago and be like, ooh, sparkly roster. No, I wouldn't say that. But look at this one. I mean, when you need a bucket right now, good God, what on earth can you really, really count on? And so my argument would be what you're asking Jimmy to do when you said, oh, you've asked him to do it before. I don't agree. You haven't asked him to do it with this group. I thought Steiny's point was a great one. He's not really spent any time with this group in this form. And now you're asking him to win a playoff series. These last 3 games are probably games 4, 5, and 6 that he's played with this roster.
Without Steph.
Correct. That's right. What I mean.
Yeah.
Like that. Like, you don't win playoffs with no continuity and no experience and none of this. And his butt hurts. And
well, you don't know that.
No, he has said
right.
that. So I have no reason not to believe him. I don't know why he'd say that if he didn't feel it. And he's 2 years older. And. I just think this is a lot harder than anything he's ever had to do before.
Right. I don't think that any player who's out there, I don't look at it and say, well, you know, I'm going to go ahead and give you the injury excuse, because 2 games ago he shot 26 times in the game, so
was
his butt was fine then.
No, it's not
but
fine.
Now it's not fine.
It hurts.
But he's able to go out there and shoot and really impact that game in game 3. And so can he go out there and do it again tonight? Absolutely. And for me, having a lack of knowledge of your teammates, it affects you in some ways, but it also doesn't affect you when you get the ball and you go out there and you try to score the basketball. I look at him to try to do that. So is it disappointing? Absolutely not. But he's been fine. He's been fine. He has not been a guy who turned into Batman, which is what I thought he would have been.
I think this is a different level of Batman. I think that this kind of commentary makes me feel like everybody has forgotten the last 2 months, and that sucks. The Warriors do not do any of this without how brilliant he's been. Brilliant.
With Steph.
Yes.
Right.
That's who he's been, and that's what he was asked to come here and do. Like, I mean, 3 weeks ago, people are having national debates over whether this is the greatest deadline acquisition, at least in recent memory, in the history of the NBA.
Well, that's hyperbole.
Well, I don't think it is.
You're a second round out, and it's the greatest acquisition in history?
That's not the point. The point is what happened when he arrived. A 500 team snapped their fingers with no practice time and got infinitely better.
Into the play-in. Dicks. I mean, what are we talking about?
That's the cost of the first 50 games. You know damn well after he arrived, they were the 2 seed. They're the second best record in the Western Conference after he arrived.
Which got you up to the 7.
Yes,
and that's great.
And that's not his fault. Neat. That's everybody else's fault. So that's the who this team was before he arrived. I find that to be surprising that Jimmy Butler, with what he has done for this organization in the last 2.5 months, to arrive at 3 games where Steph Curry doesn't play, and therefore he's asked to do what he was not brought here to do, we're now going to start using words like fine.
How would you describe it?
He's been unbelievable. Thank God he's here.
Yeah.
This season sucked until he got here. Unbelievable, beyond my wildest dreams of what one player could come in here and do. I was wrong for my commentary at the deadline when the Warriors acquired him. That's how I would describe the Jimmy Butler experience. And damn it, I can't believe that Steph Curry got hurt and he's only been able to do this much yeoman's work in the 3 games while Steph was gone. 17, 33, and 14, along with 7, 7, and 6 rebounds, 4, 7, and 3 assists.
LLL.
Yeah, LLL.
Yep. What's he, 0-5 without Steph this year?
They won that game against Giannis that one time.
Okay. Yeah, when Steph was out.
They can't play without Steph Curry.
Really?
So, that's all. That's how I describe Jimmy. I'm not going to judge the guy on not being able to do what he wasn't brought here to do.
Well, he was brought here to be a guy who's going to make $50 million and be, if he's not Batman, then when Batman's out, you need to be Batman.
Help Steph. That's the two-word phrase. That's what he was brought here to do.
Steph isn't here, so now we just shut it down and we can't perform because we don't have Steph. No, what he was brought here to be.
Anything like that.
I'm not saying you did.
Okay. So, well, you're reacting to this conversation.
Well, this conversation.
I don't want those words in my mouth. I didn't say that.
I'm not putting words in your mouth. I'm telling you what I think. What I think is you brought a guy in here.
You put out a hypothetical statement, Dibs.
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
No, did you not?
Go ahead.
Am I not repeating what you just said? You said, so now we're not allowed to perform? Did I say that? Did I say that? Who said that, Dibs? Who said it?
Nobody.
Okay.
May I speak?
Don't. Not if you put words in my mouth.
I didn't put words in your mouth.
You did.
I didn't say that you said. I don't even get a chance to tell you what I'm thinking.
You and I are having a conversation.
And you're not. It's not a conversation when I don't get to speak.
Right.
What it is you talking over me and me not getting to tell you what I think.
Don't put words in my mouth and then we're good.
You know what I think? I think he was brought here to help Steph, but if Steph's not around, you were brought here to make big money and make big plays in big spots, and this is what I'm looking for. And I don't believe, I personally do not assign an injury designation to a guy who, he's played through it. Is he the only one who has an ailment? Probably not. Anthony Edwards has sprained his ankle twice in these playoffs, and yet he's been able to go out there and perform, and Jimmy Butler landed on his tailbone on April 23rd, which is now 21 days ago. And anybody would tell you that that's ample time to get better. I believe that he's better enough to step forward and make big plays and be the alpha on this team. That is what I'm looking for from Jimmy Butler. Yeah, is he better when Steph is around? Everybody's better when Steph is around. It doesn't mean that Jimmy Butler can't go out there and lead this team in a bigger way than what I've seen.
Actually, yeah, it does, in my opinion. I think every single Warrior is now being asked by some fans to do stuff that we damn well know they can't do. We know it. We know it, but we don't want to acknowledge it because it's too painful. It's too painful to have gone on this long of a ride and have had this much fun and have it end this way. That's what is happening. That's what is very likely happening, and nobody wants to acknowledge it. Instead, we got to grab our guns and fire them at a bunch of people who can't do what we already knew they couldn't do. There's nobody on the roster that anybody thinks can be a two. Some of you think Jonathan Kuminga can, and that's nice. That's nice. You should read Logan Murdoch's article today. It's fantastic. It'll give you insight into why Jonathan Kuminga got benched by Steve Kerr.
At the Ringer.
Yeah.
If you want to find it.
It's on the Ringer. Yep. It's out there. And according to the report, it's because there was a game in Portland toward the end of the year where Jonathan just decided to keep looking off Steph, who was wide open. Now, if you support that, great, support that. I don't. That's why the coaching staff.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Staff became livid with Jonathan. It sounds to me almost like defiant behavior. Somebody looking for their own shot and not playing within a team concept. That's why we arrived at that. I don't think the Warriors have anyone who can be a two, but we're screaming and yelling at one another over who now is supposed to be a two. And I don't think Jimmy Butler can be the one on this team. I've said this from the moment that he arrived. The Golden State Warriors, if they lose either of these guys for a lengthy period of time, are not a very good basketball team. So that's all. That's all. It doesn't mean I'm giving up on tonight. It doesn't mean anything as far as the outlook, other than, as I've said all week long, I'm super disappointed that after what has been a thrilling ride for 2.5 months, that Warrior fans suddenly sound down on everybody. You sound down. You sound down on all the players. You sound pissed at all the players. They're all being asked to do stuff they can't do. Not consistently. So Jimmy can score 33 in game three. He's not going to go out there and do that every single night right now. He's the only one you have to guard. So that's all. I am not going to allow this week to blow out my flame on what Jimmy Butler has done for this organization. This has been unbelievable for the last couple of months.
It's been great. It's been great. And I don't think that I would look at Jimmy Butler and think that he can't go out there and get 33 tonight. And, you know, maybe he isn't built to be the one, but somebody has to be the one, or else you're going to lose tonight by 35. So you look around the roster and he's the one. He's the one who is built to be the one. The offense will go through him, and the rest of the guys, Pods, four for his last 24. He should be better than that, and he has to be better than that. And if you want to look at who should be the two on this team, it's Draymond Green. Draymond Green's got to be...
Draymond Green?
Has he not had games in this postseason where he's scored? He's scored well, and he shot the three?
You're relying on Draymond Green to be the number two scorer?
Who else are you going to rely on in this game?
That's not who I would pick. But anyway.
You've already said about Pods, and the Logan Murdoch article in The Ringer was very insightful as far as his well-sourced reporting about what they're thinking inside the organization, and it kind of echoes what Steve Kerr said to us without saying it last night. Like, yeah, JK needs to have the ball in his hands to be effective. You're right. Next question. So if he doesn't have the ball in his hands, then he can't be the two. So who's he going to be? Can't be Pods. Pods can't shoot now.
Actually, Kuminga does need to be the two.
Right, but if he's the two, then it's not like he's going to be the two and then pass out of any action that he has the ball. He gets the ball and he tries to score.
You're detailing why they're losing basketball games.
I get it. Yeah, but for me, Jimmy Butler has to then be the one, like he was in Miami. He has to play like he did in game three when they had every opportunity to win that game. He was great in game three. Pods was 1 for 10. And the other people who you look to make big plays, they didn't make big plays.
I guess what I'm saying is, like, you can sit here and detail what they have to do, and I'm not going to disagree with you. And for everybody who's texting in on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorney's text line and saying, oh, so they're just supposed to lay down? No, nobody's saying that. I'm not saying lay down. I'm not saying give up. I love that Steve Kerr called them defiant yesterday. Of course, they're professionals. They're going to try. And you know what? They might win the basketball game. I'm not here telling you that they can't. I'm actually pointing this much more at all of us. I don't understand why when they can't do it or they don't do it, we all think they suck and they're disappointing, or Jimmy Butler, who saved this organization in season, is only, quote, fine. Like, I just don't think that's fair. I do not think it's fair to ask people to go out there and do what they're not built to do, what this roster is not built to do, and then criticize them vehemently, by the way, with power when they don't. I do not like that. I do not like the way this has sounded from a standpoint of watching Warrior basketball over the last week and a half. I feel like it's forgetful. I feel like it's dismissive to what this team has achieved. And it is completely, by the way, nonchalant with the greatness of Steph Curry. Like, Steph Curry's out.
Right.
Does that mean
you lose every game?
It does not automatically, right. Although it has so far.
So far.
Yeah. It has meant that.
But you've been
It doesn't mean that's a rule.
Right.
Again, I'm talking about the way we then assess what we're seeing. I don't think we're being fair. I don't think we're being fair. That's all I'm saying. I don't think we're being fair.
To who? Like, to the team?
Warriors.
Yeah, I mean,
yes.
You look at it and you assess it and you react as a fan. I don't think that anyone's, like, being unfair to anyone in particular. Pods is the one guy I would say that people are being a little bit reactionary toward, and I will defend him for all the things that he does that are outside of him going 4 for 24.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.